A Dictation of Robert Russell, Robert Russell. Robert Russell. Date of birth is 9/27/2012. Date of accident is 3/10/2025. Date of visit is 7/2/2025 as a new patient. Once again, Robert Russell, Robert Russell. Date of service is 9/27/2012. And date of accident is 3/10/2025. Date of service, 7/2/2025. The patient presents with a pain in the left hand and the left forearm. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to an accident that happened on 3/10/2025 in the afternoon. The patient was traveling as a rear passenger on the left side. His mother was driving and is also a patient in a 2016 Nissan Altima. His mother is Aisha Everhart, who was the driver. The details of the accidents are not provided, except that they were traveling at 20 miles an hour. The other car was Chevy Cruze at 20 miles an hour. And they say that the other car didn't stop at a stop sign, and it T-boned on the driver's side. And the patient, Robert Russell, was wearing seatbelt. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. And police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The police report is awaited, and details are not provided by the patient because he's just a 12-year-old child. History of presenting illness, patient reports no headaches, no symptoms of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, ear ringing, loss of balance, vision problems, taste, smell problem, none of them. He reports of some numbness of the second, third, fourth, and fifth finger of the left hand. Other than that, no other issues, no weakness, lightheadedness, no problem walking. No anxiety, depression, panic, no sleep disturbance or sudden anesthesia. ADLs are not affected. Regarding the pain issues, patient has no pain at this time. And he had a fracture in the area of second metacarpal of the fracture of the fourth and fifth metacarpal, and he reports some burning in the fourth and fifth finger, as throbbing, heart aching, tender. Pain level is from 5 to 9, according to him, and it is worsened by coughing and improved by nothing. Initially, patient went to Henry Ford Hospital next day when the x-ray of the right arm showed there was a fracture of the fourth and fifth metacarpal. He was provided a cast on the right hand and forearm. He is now 70% improved. Shoulder x-ray was negative, and no MRI or CT scans were done. There's no numbness or tingling, no muscle weakness, no other symptoms are reported. Please review the records for the system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, current employment, legal history, and personal history, ADLs, diagnosis. Physical examination is completely normal. Patient is a 12-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain, faces are noticed, no good attitude, demeanor is present, dress and hygiene is normal, and patient is able to walk well and without any adaptive device. The cast has been removed, and patient is able to move the hands pretty good. Slight tenderness is present in the local area of the 4th-5th metacarpal. The rest of the exam is completely normal, including neurological, muscular, musculoskeletal examination, all normal. All of it, please type it. In the extremities, please, the left-hand area is examined and is found to be completely normal, except for some tenderness in the 4th and 5th metacarpal area, but all mostly has healed up. Range of motions are normal, reflexes are normal, circulation is intact, and there is no deficit. Balance and tinel sign are negative. Motor power is 5x5. Please review the diagnosis stage. The plan of care is from the... you don't need to type the plan of care. Treatment plan is to provide the physical therapy 2 times a week for the left hand with thermomodalities. And he's okay to go to school. And he doesn't need to be seen after this because it looks like he's all followed up, all okay. And he is following up at the Henry Ford Hospital. I do not find any role for me to help him. Thank you. He'll be discharged today. Thank you.